That was Jolie Holland and Samantha Parton doing Wildflower Blues from their album of the same name. Speaking Suns before that from their Range album. You're listening to Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliette Frumholt. Very happy to welcome some returning guests back into the studio. They have a great EP called Friends that's getting ready to come out. We're going to tell you how you can celebrate with them at quite the awesome show coming up very soon. But first, I want to welcome our friends, Kylene Downs, Charlie Skira, Jocelyn Garrison, and Gub Perotti back into the studio. And take it away, you guys.
All right. This one's called 6 Years.
It's just seeing you smile. It's just seeing you smile. But where did it get me? Where did it take me? Just spinning in the mud. I'm just spinning in the mud. What am I saying? What am I complaining? Secret. Well, I can't let you go. You taught me everything I know. So how do I walk away? How do I make that space? I want those memories left. Can't forget about the past. Keep it. You know I keep it. Well, just to give it back. I can't accept what you like. No one I say. I know I can't blame it on you and you alone. I need to come into my own.
One's Exhale.
Save another day just in time, just a little bit to let my head unwind. Listen to the sounds of the rhyme. Lost in my head some of these days, found some good friends. Show me the way. nothing new, but it's not really true till you decide to follow on through.
Kylie Downs, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Welcome back, you guys. So happy to have you all here.
Yeah, thank you, Juliet.
My pleasure, my pleasure. So I remember when you released Maybe Sometimes.
Yes.
And that's been a little while. And you've been back with the whole group, but I feel like the title is so apt. It's called Friends. Tell me a little bit about, you know, putting this together.
Yeah. So I was out running and I kind of came up with this idea and I was like, that's cheesy to call the album Friends. But all of a sudden, like when I was running, I was just kind of thinking and I was like, you know, when I did Maybe Sometimes, I just went out to Pennsylvania by myself. Spencer came along for a little bit, but I was mainly just, you know, hanging out, being all introspective and stuff. And then in 2017, this group of musicians came together and a lot of the arrangements of the songs are, you know, based on things these guys have come up with. So, all of a sudden I was like, well, now I have friends. And now I'm trying to, you know, I say friends in a couple of the lyrics in the songs on the album. It's kind of, these songs are about getting out of your head and just kind of interacting with, you know, your surroundings, the people around you. So I was like, it may be cheesy, but the more I'm like, friends. Well, if I say it like that, now I'm just like, friends. Yeah. It feels good.
Friends are good. well, what's it been like really for everybody? And I've got the interview mic right there in the middle for everybody that doesn't have a vocal mic and gub hop on there. What's it been like for you all to have this kind of be? I know the last time you were here, you were all playing songs from Maybe Sometimes and perhaps a few new things there. But it feels like this one is, you know, kind of the first one that is the band all together from start to finish. What has that process been like as you all have been gelling as a unit, not just, you know, individual players, you know, working on each other's projects, et cetera?
It's been friendly.
Good one, Charlie.
Yeah. No, it's been really good. It's been a very great experience. I mean, we're all musicians, like, for a while now. I don't know how long Jocelyn's been playing. She's my new friend, newest friend. But, we've all come from all these different backgrounds getting together, so we know how to listen and write and do everything, and we've all had experience with other bands and stuff, so it's been fun. It's been really nice. I mean, we're open and collaborative, and I think
we have a format down, come up with a song, and then I ask them to make it sound cooler.
Yeah, right. Crowdsource the awesome factor.
Yeah.
What's it been like, Kylene, for you? You know, I have met you and have known you as a singer-songwriter, as a solo performer that works with other people, certainly.
Yeah.
But to have a group of people that you're consistently working with and, you know, you're arranging the songs together, what's that experience been like for you as a songwriter?
Oh, my God. It's awesome. Like, this is ideal for me. I do think there's an element now where, yeah, as a singer-songwriter, I have a certain stage demeanor. And now with the band, I feel like I can let loose a little bit more. I almost have to focus more on my, like, Mick Jagger moves and stuff. But really, I think when I write music, I'm like, man, I would love it to get, you know, very high energy here, very explosive here, or some dynamics change. And now that I have a group that knows how I work and, you know, communication is so important. So the more you know somebody, the more you know how to communicate with them and get your message across, and they can feel comfortable saying, I don't like that idea, let's try this. And I go, okay.
Oh,
yeah. But Gab, you're so good at it. You're like, I'm hearing this. So I am super happy, super happy. It's very fun to have a group that you know how to work with. So you have some, you know, Friends.
It all goes back to that friendship thing.
Yeah.
And in talking about recording it, another friend involved in that. You guys worked with Patrick Himes at Real Love. Tell us a little bit about the recording experience. I know, you know, he generally works in analog and does a lot of really interesting things. How did you guys kind of tackle this studio experience?
Well, I booked 1 8-hour session, and we had 4 songs, and you know, some of us were like, "We'll knock it out." It took way longer than that, but I have to give kudos to Jocelyn and Gub. The rhythm section was done in the 8 hours. Boom, they took care of it, and you know, so we just had one of those awesome like long session days where you know you get food brought into you and. Because I have a very sweet girlfriend. And you get to hang out and be silly, and then you can do your songs. And so that was great. And then there were a couple times it was just me and Charlie getting the guitar stuff going. And yeah, Patrick talked me into analog. He didn't even have to talk me into it. I was like, I would like to try it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because I think so many recordings that I listen to that I love are analog. So so he kind of walked me through it. He prepped me to be like, you know, you have to commit to what you maybe what take you wanna keep, and so that was a good. I think it really proves yourself as a musician to be like, well, we can't really cut and paste this too much.
Yeah,
you better like what you're doing. So we came really prepared, and yeah, I was really happy. Like Charlie knocked out his solos, like he was like on it, boop, getting it done, and but yeah, I really liked doing the analog, and it was cool to watch the little reels spin every time Patrick like turned the machine on. It made a cool sound. Huh?
It made it like a performance for him too. Oh, it was awesome to see because he had to move and like a few things when they needed to be muted.
Yeah, Jocelyn,
that was really cool.
Jocelyn came in on one of the days we were mixing, and with analog you have to mix in real time, which I didn't know. And so yeah, I mean, he's sitting there and he's like adjusting the faders, just like a live performance, muting things. And honestly, you know, you almost need like extra hands. So one day I got to turn the fader. And I was
ooh,
like,
exciting.
Patrick, I don't know if I can handle it. And he's like, it's okay, you got it. And I was like, all right.
Awesome responsibility there. We're talking to Kylene Downs about the new EP. It's called Friends, and quite the celebration coming up. Tell us about this show. This is going to be what a lineup and what a night this is going
to
be.
I know. I am super fortunate that the bands that I reached out to were available and were down to come and play. I've got Wonky Tonk. I don't know. Has she been on the show?
Not yet. Okay. We're crossing fingers.
Yeah. Because, well, I've been aware of her for a long time. And so she's coming up from Cincinnati. I got a few Cincinnati bands. So, yeah, I saw her at a Lady Fest, and she's just got this quirky kind of country. But I don't know. She's got probably the best stage name, Wonky Tonk. I've heard.
I
love
agree.
It. And then The Lovers, who I actually heard some of their stuff. Why So? You guys are playing it.
Mm-hmm.
And their front person, Marjorie, she's just got a beautiful voice. And their bass player, I've come to find out, is from The Almighty Get Down, or played with The Almighty Get Down. So they're funky and got a good groove. And then I reached out to Kerchief, who they're in Tennessee. So I was like, fingers crossed that they would make the drive, and they've got another show like in the area, so it's going to work out really well. And I've never seen them live, but Charlie's a huge fan, so he turned me on to them, and I was like, yes, I'm liking what they're doing. And then a band that came on a little bit later, Blossom Hall, who I first heard on Kaleidoscope.
Yes, and they're going to be back on soon.
They're on next mm-hmm. week. So tune in, everybody. But yeah, so Blossom Hall, they've just got a great sound. The guitar work is so awesome, and Nancy's songwriting is really cool. So yeah, so I just feel like elated that all these bands were like, cool. Yeah, that sounds like a good time.
And the show is Friday, March 30th at the Yellow Cab in the heart of downtown Dayton. And we've got all the details up at facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. And where will folks be able to get their hands on the EP after the release?
Well, you can listen on all the streaming platforms. I got the bases covered there. So if you like Spotify or Apple Music or iTunes or Google Play, it's also on Bandcamp, available for pre-order now. And then I'll throw this in there, because if the first 40 people on Friday to walk through the door we'll get a free copy of the EP too. So,
It pays to be early.
Yeah, and actually the album artwork was done by Jenny Jerkson. It's Charlie's girlfriend. I hope I pronounce. I'm sorry, Jenny, if you're listening. Okay. But it's beautiful. It's you know, you can see it online too. But it was just really kind of a neat thing that came together. I was like, I love that, and it Charlie did the graphics and made the formatting really cool. So you might even want to take it's a piece of art.
If you want to get
a physical copy.
We are talking with Kylene Downs. The new EP is called Friends, and you will want to pick up a physical copy because it is. It is a nice work of art to hold in your hand. Got the gatefold thing happening.
Yes.
It is quite the lovely release, and the music is just... I have to say, when I heard it after you dropped it off,
yeah.
I sense... And I'd be curious about your thoughts on this. So maybe sometimes to me is very introspective yet determined. Mm-hmm. And this one to me, my initial vibes were there's just an underlying joy to this one that I think really shines through in all of the songs.
Yeah. I think I was like, you know, I want to enjoy life. I want to be like, woohoo, making some music. So I appreciate that. Yeah.
Oh, my pleasure. So we've got all the details for the release show at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. And we've got a link there to the Bandcamp to pre-order the album as well. And before we let folks go off into the wilds of the internet, these guys have some more live ones for us.
Yeah. Let me just switch guitars.
Yeah, we'll do a little guitar switch here. You're listening to Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. We've got Kylene Downs in the house. And you can celebrate the release of the new EP. It's called Friends on Friday, March 30th at the Yellow Cab. It's going to be a stellar lineup. These guys will be there, of course. Wonky Tonk on the bill as well. The Lovers, Kerchief, and Blossom Hall who will be joining us on next week's show. All those details online, but don't go too far because we've got more live music coming up now here on Kaleidoscope.
Well, I
This one's called And So It Goes, and if you're curious, there's an animated video we've got out on YouTube. You can check it out. Kylie Downs And So It Goes. Animations by Francis Armasola. He's from Beaver Creek. Yeah. What it meant when I first hummed along. But here I am, exhausting it till night turns to dawn. A heavy sleep comes easily when you turn the thoughts on. If you want, give me a call, I'll be around. I'll try my best to remember to leave my ringer on. And if you want, give me a call, I'll be around. I guess time will tell, we finish well, and I'll see you again. Doubted you, so here's the being friends. It's a sad time for looking now. It's a sad time for looking down. It's a sad time for anything when you don't look around. It's a sad time for looking now. It's a sad time for looking down. It's a sad time for anything when you don't.
Kylie Downs live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. The new EP is called Friends, and you can celebrate the release with the band on Friday the 30th. That's next Friday at the Yellow Cab. It is going to be a stellar lineup. They'll be joined on stage by Wonky Tonk, Kerchief, The Lovers, and Blossom Hall, who's going to be on next week's show. We've got a link up to more information and a link to pre-order the EP at facebook.com/ Kaleidoscope Radio. Yeah.
I should throw in too, a Smokin' BBQ food truck will be there. Because I know, you know, there
so
will
you can
be
like
food.
Make a whole night of it.
Yes.
It's perfect. You've got your food, you got your music, got good drinks from the Yellow Cab.
Yep. And friends.
You'll have friends. Exactly. It is all going to be at the Yellow Cab next Friday, March 30th. All the details at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. Pre-order links for the EP there, too, and the music video of that last song. You can find a link to that as well. You guys, thank you so much for being here. It is always such a pleasure to have you in the studio.
We have so much fun. Thank you, Juliet.
Thank you.